The desire to live is not something that needs to be taught to us. The fear of death and the love for life is an inborn instinct in all of us. Have you wondered why this is so? There was once an old woodcutter living in the forests of Jharkhand in India. He used to go to chop wood in the jungle every day to sustain his poor family. He was old and feeble, but the necessity of meeting the needs of his near and dear ones forced him to work hard. One afternoon, he was returning with a heavy bundle of wood on his head. It was a hot day with the sun streaming on him. He was tired, exhausted, thirsty. He threw his bundle down in desperation, sat by the side of a tree, and spoke out loudly, "A moth! Tu bhi mujhe yaad nahi karti. Oh death, even you don't remember me." Hearing those words, Yamraj, the god of death, thought of a joke. He manifested there and said to the old woodcutter, "Come along with me." "Who are you?" "I am Yamraj. I have come to remember you. You said, oh death, you don't think of me. That is why I am here." The woodcutter blurted out, "No, no, Yamraji, that is not what I meant. Actually, I was so tired and miserable. That is why these words emanated from my mouth. But if you wish to do something for me, please help me lift this bundle and put it back on my head." See, this old man is enduring such hardships. He is struggling so miserably, and yet he wishes to live. He doesn't want to die. This instinct for life is not only in humans. It's there in all creatures. Ever try catching a fly? You won't be able to. Because the moment it spies your hand coming close, it will take off faster than your eye can see. It also holds its life dear to itself. Have you wondered why this is so? Otherwise, we never learned A, B, C, D, or even the tiniest knowledge without having been taught. Then where did this natural instinct come in all that we should live and not die? The Vedas inform us it is coming from our source God. He is eternal. He has ever existed and will continue to exist for the rest of eternity. We souls are His tiny parts. So just like a stone when thrown up is pulled back by the earth to itself, our source, the eternal God, is pulling us to Himself, and we are experiencing that urge within us as the desire to be eternal like Him. Hence the wish to live. But that God is not only eternal, He is also omniscient, all-knowing. Omniscient, sarvagya, does not mean antaryami. Even yogis, by virtue of mystic powers, can be antaryami, knower of the thoughts of the others. But all-knowing means something else. In the dominion of that one God, there are innumerable universes. Within each universe, there are many lokas. One of them is this earth abode, which has almost 200 countries. In the country of India, there are almost 30 states. In each state, there are so many cities. Within each city, there are so many localities. Within them, there are so many houses. In each house, there are innumerable souls. The soul doesn't exist only in the human body. There are souls in insects as well. That one God knows the thoughts of all the souls, of all the lokas, of all the universes in creation. And not just the present thoughts, everything we thought from the time we were born till today, and not just one lifetime, our innumerable past lifetimes. That is Sarvajna God. As His little parts, we also wish to be all-knowing. Hence, the second urge in us is the desire for knowledge. We have a third urge as well, the desire for bliss. We all wish to live. We don't need to be taught to seek happiness. The moment we were born, the first slogan we raised was, "I want happiness." You may say, "Swamiji, when we were born, we could not speak. What slogan are you talking about?" Not a slogan in words, but a deep call from our soul. What was the first thing we did when we were born? We cried. Why did we cry? Because in the process of birth, we experienced pain. And by crying, we revealed our nature. "I have not come into this world for pain. I have come for happiness. Give me happiness." And from that day till today, all that we have done is in search of happiness. So we have three basic urges: the desire for happiness, the desire for knowledge, and the desire for life. The Vedas inform us that all of these are coming from God Himself. There is a name for Him in the Indian tradition: Sat Chit Anand. Sat means He is eternal. From that stems our desire to live. Chit means He is all knowledge. And from that comes our instinct that we wish to know. And He is Anand, or ever blissful. Hence our yearning to be happy. In each of these, we are looking for God. Let me read out to you a little about this from my latest book, Seven Divine Laws to Awaken Your Best Self. Spiritual wisdom teaches us that just like the hand is a part of the body and serves it faithfully, as tiny fragments of the Lord, it is our inherent nature to serve Him. By doing so, we will automatically receive the bliss, love, and knowledge that our soul is hankering for since eternity. If we are little parts of the Supreme Divinity, then why are we suffering in this world? And what is the way to respite from it? We will discuss in the next episode of this 21 link series, Purpose of Life.
झूम झूम गाए जिया सुध बुध जागीरे 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 ऐसी शाम तेरी लगन लागी रे ऐसी शाम तेरी लगन लागी रे ऐसी शाम तेरी लगन लागी रे ऐसी शाम